Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Introduction to SQL. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Data Analytics in the Data Analytics for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definition and purpose of SQL, its role in data analytics, and the basic structure of SQL queries. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to recognize the importance of SQL in managing and analyzing data, as well as understand how to construct simple queries to retrieve the information you need. Main content definition and purpose of SQL. SQL, or structured query language, is the standard programming language used for managing and manipulating relational databases. Its primary purpose is to allow users to communicate with databases to perform various operations, such as retrieving, inserting, updating, and deleting data. SQL is essential for anyone who works with data because it provides a structured way to access and manage information stored in databases. Think of SQL as a language that allows you to ask questions about your data. For example, if you have a database of customer information, you can use SQL to find out how many customers made a purchase last month or to identify which products are the most popular among your clientele. This ability to extract meaningful insights from data is a crucial skill in today's data-driven world. Role of SQL in data analytics. In the realm of data analytics, SQL plays a pivotal role. Data analysts and developers utilize SQL to query databases and gather valuable insights that inform business decisions. By leveraging SQL, individuals can identify trends, patterns, and anomalies in datasets, which can lead to better strategies and improved performance. For instance, consider a retail company that wants to analyze sales performance over time. Using SQL, a data analyst can write queries to analyze sales data by different time periods, product categories, or customer demographics. This analysis can reveal seasonal trends, highlight underperforming products, or identify high-value customers. Moreover, SQL is not just limited to data retrieval. It also allows for data manipulation, which is essential for cleaning and preparing data for analysis. It can help in removing duplicates, filling in missing values, and transforming data formats, ensuring that the data used for analysis is accurate and reliable. Basic structure of SQL queries. Understanding the basic structure of SQL queries is crucial for anyone looking to work with databases. A typical SQL query consists of several key components. Select. This statement is used to specify which columns from the database you want to retrieve. From. This clause indicates the table from which you want to pull the data. Where. This optional clause allows you to filter the results based on specific criteria. Here's a simple example to illustrate this structure. In this query, indicates the specific columns we want to retrieve, namely, the names of customers and the dates of their purchases. Specifies that we are querying the table. Filters the results to include only those purchases that exceeded $100. This simple query demonstrates how SQL can be used to extract relevant information from a database efficiently. As you become more familiar with SQL, you will learn to write more complex queries that can include multiple tables and advanced filtering options. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the definition and purpose of SQL, its critical role in data analytics, and the basic structure of SQL queries. SQL is not just a tool for database management, it is a vital skill for anyone looking to make data-driven decisions in their business. By understanding how to use SQL, you can unlock the potential of your data, leading to insights that can drive your organization forward. Reflection questions. How can SQL assist you in making more informed business decisions based on data? What types of data queries do you think would be most relevant to your current or future role? Reflect on your understanding of SQL. What aspects do you feel confident about, and what areas do you wish to explore further?